to come to a point where we're able to see and say that we have interests beyond the mere reach of race, that we may have more in common as people of color with people like, say, for instance, Barbara Ehrenreich or Stanley Aronowitz or Henry Giroux or Brett Gary, than we have in common with Clarence Thomas. That's my vote. That's a personal autobiographical statement. That the mere rubric of race does not capture the complexity of our own conditions as people of color in this post-industrial later part of the 20th century American capital reality. And that means then that we've got to then look beyond the kind of narrow intolerances that rule and regulate the discourse of black organizations. And that means also we've got to deal with the dilemma of class realities on the one hand and inequalities, as well as the persistence of race and its meanings on the other hand. Malcolm saw this necessity near the end of his life. And to move to that ground is to move to a space where we're able to imagine a radically different future, where not only the appropriation by Malcolm's rhetoric in popular culture is recycled in pop culture forms like hip-hop culture or in black cinematic quests for authentic African-American identity, whether Spike Lee or John Singleton, that the agenda will be broadened, that we will begin to come to grips with these powerful internal contradictory forces that refuse to recede when race rhetoric is applied.
Thank you. Thank you. Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
All right.